Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah. God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Hallelujah.
Be used by you. I have tried to run away. Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Wherever you are this morning, and you want for the Lord to use you for his glory, I want you to say from your heart, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Lord, use me. Here I am, Lord, use me to bring glory and honor to your name. Use me, Almighty God, as an instrument of your grace. Use me, Almighty God, of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, I surrender my life to you. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Lord, use me. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and my brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless God. We praise the Almighty God. We worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. We exalt the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We give him all glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Holy, move in our midst. This morning, we surrender this service to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. In this service, have your way in our lives. Holy Spirit, this ministry is yours. Whatever you say we should do, we do because it is your ministry. So Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be honored. The name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Touch our hearts. Touch our souls. Touch our minds. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, forgive us of sin of omission and sin of commission. Oh, Lord, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us. Lord, we ask for mercy for our children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, comfort mercy. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. Mercy, oh God, for our siblings. Mercy, oh God, for our nieces and our nephews. Lord, we ask you for mercy. Mercy upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, God. Repent of everything that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We ask you for mercy. Forgive us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Father, we soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we cover this service in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover our environment in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, our jobs in the blood of Jesus. We release the blood in the atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio blog, the blood of Jesus. I cover my children in the blood of Jesus. I cover my grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, the blood. Cover Kamari in the blood of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus over Kamari right now in his dwelling place, on his job. The blood of Jesus. Uriyama Sandaria Korea Sedere. I cover Makari in the blood of Jesus. Pray for your children. Call their names and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Uriyama Setere Korea Neseteria Kuria Masanderia Kurumosoteria Kayamase. Kamari in the blood of Jesus. Uriyama Seteria Kayamaseteria Kuyamaseteriako. I cover Makari in the blood of Jesus. Uriyama Sanderia Kurumaseteria Kayamase. Donovan in the blood of Jesus. I cover Jamir in the blood of Jesus. I cover CJ in the blood of Jesus. Christian Michael in the blood of Jesus. Joshua in the blood of Jesus. I cover Joshua in the blood of Jesus. I cover Zechariah in the blood of Jesus. Cover Mordecai in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Hallelujah. Cover my grandsons in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I cover my husband in the blood of Jesus. Pray, pray. Cover in the blood, the blood. Lord Jesus, I release the blood of Jesus into this day, oh God. I cover my husband, my children in the blood of Jesus. I cover Tina in the blood of Jesus. I cover Tina in the blood of Jesus. I cover Mandeka in the blood of Jesus. I cover Al and his dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Ricky in the blood of Jesus. I cover their homes in the blood of Jesus. Their jobs in the blood of Jesus. Lord, let the blood speak for us. We release the blood of Jesus upon this prayer line, oh God, the blood of Jesus in our homes, our dwelling place, oh God, the radio, the network, oh God, the cyberspace, the blood. We cover, oh God, our homes in the blood of Jesus. Lord, the blood of Jesus. Our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We cover every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, precious blood of Yeshua, HaMashiach. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood speak for us. Uriah, my son, Koyanese. Lord, I release the blood of Jesus into this day, the blood of Jesus into this second, this minute, this hour. Throughout this day, let the blood speak for us, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your blood. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Uriah, my son, de Kurias today. Hey, the arm of God and the arm of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you, O Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. Father God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray this morning that you will empty us of ourselves. Take away pride. Take away foolishness. Everything that is in us that do not bring glory and honor to your name are brutal things that are hindering our relationship with you. Lord, uproot them now in the name of Jesus and fill us up with your Holy Ghost. Let overflow, let your fire fall on us. Let your glory surround us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let us worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, we surrender our will to you, not my will, but thy will be done. Not your will, not our will, but thy will be done. Let your will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Almighty God, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you for grace. Grace to do your will. Grace to walk in your ways. Oh, we need you, Jesus. We need you. And so, Lord, we say thank you. We bless your name. We adore you, Almighty God. We thank you this morning, oh God, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for pouring your oil upon us. Not the anointing from last night. Not the anointing from yesterday. But Lord, we pray for fresh oil. Fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your anointing flow, oh God. Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Lord, we give ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we want to say thank you in advance. Lord, thank you for what you have purposed for our lives. Thank you that we have victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the price you paid on Calvary. Thank you for reconciling us back to the Father. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you for your goodness and your grace and your love and your mercy. Almighty God, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. Amen and amen, hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God. We praise God for each of you this morning. It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. I don't know how people make it without being in the presence of the Lord, just waking up and jumping, go to work, take your bath, and not even spending time with God. But I cannot do that. I have to. He's good. He's awesome. He's great. Hallelujah. So I have to just spend that presence, spend time with him. For in his presence, there's fullness of joy. It's like I've been doing this for years. And I can't stop, even before prayer line. I just have to. I can't make it without God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let's read Mark 8, please write it, verse 22. And he cometh to Bethesda, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him. He asked him if he saw aught. See men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Mark 8. I started from verse 22. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into town, nor tell it to any in the town. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the town of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do you say I am? Okay, let's just stop right there. Hallelujah. The Lord for his reading. Hallelujah. Yesterday we talked about the man when he spat on the dust and he told the man to go and wash his eyes, pool of Siloam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I told you I was sputum, I was spit. You know, God is awesome. Nobody needs to even break your arms to find out your DNA. I was sputum, carries our DNA. Amen. Hallelujah. So when Jesus spat into that mud, the mud for the first man, and told him to go and wash his eyes, what was it? Jesus healed that man. That man was healed because of the DNA of Jesus Christ. And I know those who have been with me so many times on this prayer line, I always talk about the DNA. When we take the Holy Communion, I speak to you about the DNA. Hallelujah. Lord, release the DNA of Jesus, hallelujah, into this wine or bread or whatever when we take the Holy Communion or water. Hallelujah. The DNA will tell you exactly everything about you is in that DNA. Amen. In the name of Jesus is your genetics. It contains your traits, your whatever, even sickness that was you from one generation to the next generation. Hallelujah. And I want you to pay attention to this. Hallelujah. The DNA is very important. So the spit of Jesus Christ carries his full DNA. So if his spit carries the full DNA, who DNA he carries? Who is his father? In the name of Jesus. When you want to really go into studying this, You look at Genesis 1:26-28. He said, let us make man after our image and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth and every living creature that creepeth upon it. So that the DNA of God, you see that God, we made in his image, we made in his likeness. Amen. When you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, transformation that begins to take place. And some people say, but Apostle, why we don't start acting old? Let me say this to you. When you have a baby, your baby carries your DNA and the father's DNA, right? Hallelujah. Please listen to hear me out and wake up and hear this, what I'm about to say to you. And many times, do you see every characteristic of the personality of that child as a child is as young as a baby? Maybe the child will come looking like that person, okay? Looking exactly like that person has. And you look like your mother, you look like your father. But it takes time for you to see the other part, that the person will start acting like your parent, the mother or the father. Sometimes the way how they talk, the way how they do things, it doesn't happen overnight. As the child develops, as the baby develops, then you see the characteristics of the DNA. You see people, you see how they walk, you see how they talk. You start seeing you yourself. You say, oh, boy, I'm doing this thing like my mother or my father. And sometimes it doesn't, even if you don't stay with your mother and father, those characteristics start developing in you. In the name of Jesus. Because you carry the biological DNA of your mother and your father. And sometimes you have children, you might look exactly like your parent, but your DNA, and guess what? You will be acting, you will not act like your mother, you act like your father. There's so much things about the DNA that's very important, but what I want you to know, that the spirit of Jesus is holy and righteous. When he spat into that mud became holy. He put it on the man's eyes and told the man to go wash his face. And so he went and washed his face, and the man could see. Why did that happen? For Jesus Christ, for the glorification of God. This man was not born blind because of sin. He was born so he could be used for a miracle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And there are some of you, you are God placed, some of us, God placed us here. And it should be all of us to bring glory and honor to his name. So some of the things that you're going through or you will go through is not to hurt you, but it's to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. And then the Lord will protect his grace and anointing upon your life. So the DNA is so important. So when I go back to Mark 8, there was a man that was blind again. This time Jesus spat directly. Jesus took him by the hand. And he led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he spat on his eyes. This time he didn't use mud. He put his hands upon him. So there was no, it was strict direct. There was no mud. There were, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a difference between seeing, taking things directly, and then there's different when you mix it. Hallelujah. But this was a direct, I want you to see what is happening. And he led the man up and said, what do you see? And the man said, I see men walking on streets. Why? Because the DNA of Jesus Christ Hallelujah. Again, in the spirit of that man, his level of comfort was so high. Hallelujah. That sight was so high. And then Jesus took him again and said, what do you see? See clearly. Now, the first time he saw men walking as trees, that was a high. Jesus had him on a high level. Hallelujah. Then Jesus took his hands again up, put his hands upon his eyes to bring it down and made him look, said, look up. And his eyes were restored. And instead of him seeing men walking as trees, clearly. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You know, one thing I love for about God, he's no respecter of anyone. Hallelujah. Respecter of personality. What I mean, what he do for you, he will do for me. I pray that you understand what I'm saying. Because sometimes the dosage might be high. And if you walk in that high dosage, you could get hurt. So sometimes the medication got to be tailored, made for you so that you can move in a level and go from glory to glory, strength to strength, favor to favor. What am I saying to every one of you this morning is the process that we go through. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And some of us do not like the process. Now the Bible tells me that where do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Why would a person give a two-year-old child a brand-new car and say, okay, go drive that car, a five-year-old child? No, no, you got to go through the process. Amen. Even when you carry the characteristics and the DNA of Abba Father, when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, you got to go through process. You cannot skip. The Bible tells us Jesus grew in stature, wisdom, and knowledge. So Jesus, too, went through the process when he received the Holy Spirit. Amen? And he could have come right there because he's 100% God. But all these things is to teach us you cannot just jump. You have to go through the process. Even when you carry the DNA of Jesus Christ, you go through the process. Where I was 10 years ago is different from where I am now. Where I was yesterday is even different because I'm continually growing and growing in his image, in his likeness. Hallelujah. And you grow in that image and likeness. Sometimes God takes us through experiences. Hallelujah. But he will never leave you where you are. He will be with you to see you through. Even in the valley, he's there. On the mountaintops, he's there. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to climb, and it's to climb up that mountain, your knees get gripped. Sometimes you're in the desert. Sometimes you get stunk, but it won't hurt you. Hallelujah. 1,000 at your side and that right hand. It will not do anything to you because God is right there with you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, when you carry his DNA and you are growing into the image and the likeness of God, the characteristics are being developed. What is the end result? It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You allowing God, we started with this. Here I am, God, use me. Here I am, God, use me. Here I am, God, use me. Hallelujah. But we have been walking by the flesh from the time you were born. So you carry the characteristics of your natural mother and father. But when you receive Jesus, hallelujah. The DNA, the Christ DNA is now in you, and you're growing into his image, and you're growing into his likeness. You're learning. Continue to move from one level to the next level. You just do not rise. Hallelujah. You allow him. Transformation begins. It's not a one-day thing. And so sometimes when you say the fruit of the Holy Ghost, the fruit of love, like let's look at Galatians. I'm not going to, I feel the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. What is the fruit of the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Because the, just imagine a tree developing and gets a wow, then the fruit comes. And so when we look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit, what are the fruit of the Holy Spirit? The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. God, you love. What do you say? Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbors. As you love yourself, those are the two greatest commandments. So the first test is the test of love. Hallelujah. And then when you go through those things and the fruit of love is being developed, my dear brothers and sisters, love is the foundation. I got the love. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But you got to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Amen. In the name, and that characteristic develop. How do you love God? How do you learn how to love him? How did you learn how to love that baby that stayed in your womb for 9 months? You started getting bound. You got bonded with that baby. You spent time with the baby. You learned about the baby. And that's to develop the characteristics of love. You will go through that, reading your Bible, studying, praying. And you will go through different challenges and experiences. And the fruit of love is being developed in you. That means you love the unlovable. You love the unlovable. The fruit will not grow if you only love your family. You got to love others. You got to be willing to sacrifice for others. It's not me, myself, and I. And some of you will go through some testing of love. You got to forgive. Even when you are right, you still forgive. Because God says forgive, so you are obedient to the Father. This fruit of love is being developed in the name of Jesus. So we're talking about the DNA, and then you move from love to joy, from joy to peace, from peace to forbearance, kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness. These are things I got to take my time and bring and teach. But what I'm saying to you, those fruits, the characteristics that start developing. Hallelujah. And then people will see you and see Christ in you. I am Ministry of Character Magazine score. I am loving God, loving me, and loving others. And all it is the commandment. Love God. So you say, I am loving God. That means you're going through the process. You're learning how to love God. You're learning how to trust him. You're learning about faith. You are loving. You're in the process of loving God. That DNA of love is being developed in you. And they say, I'm loving God. Loving others is a process. Loving me and loving others. If you don't love yourself, you will never be able to love others. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. I just pray that your sons and daughters receive this word in their spirit. Father God, many of us, Jesus, open our eyes at illumination. You are the light. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your DNA that we have in us that is being developed. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in us, the hope of glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are right there. You said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide you into all truth. So, Almighty God, we bless you and we thank you. And I pray, oh God, for a deeper understanding and revelation for your sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus, let this word be applied in our lives, knowing that we carry the DNA of Jesus Christ. Going from glory to glory, strength to strength, favor to favor, let this mind of Christ be in us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Take time and read those scriptures. Hallelujah. Read them and let the Lord minister to you as you read the scripture. God bless you. We have a 9 a.m. Bible study this morning, so I pray that everyone is prepared for the Bible study. We fast on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I pray that you are in that position of fasting today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'll see everyone at 9 a.m. this morning. Bear with me if I run a little late, but I'll be there by the grace of God. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining us.